Blog Talk Radio.
Our God. If you know the Lord and love Him, you know that song speaks to you too. We have an awesome God. Well, today's program, I'm going to be talking about writing with hope. Now, I picked this topic specifically because next week I'm having a writer on, and she's going to talk about all of her books that she has written that inspire and give hope to people. So today we're going to talk about writing with hope. As you know, if you read a lot, there are some books that you read that you just, you know, they just inspire you. They make you feel good. They make you feel like you want to get out there and do something in the world to make a difference, to leave your mark on it, on the world. But then there are also some books that you can read that just are depressing and, you know, they are the ones that don't give you any hope at all. Well, when we talk about words of hope, we're talking about words that can make one that can make you feel happy and give you hope for the future, and then words that can also make you feel depressed. Now, a person will survive less when they feel hopeless. In our world today, there is an overwhelming feeling of hopelessness. Because of all that's going on, there's a fear of the future, and you know, we just don't know what's going to happen. Now, as a writer, we can give our readers hope with the words that we choose. Now, as I said before, you can read certain books and you know by the certain words that they use that the emotions that evoke inside of you, like emotions of fear, you know, or, you know, happiness. And that's what I'm talking about, words that can inspire. So these are learning how to write with hope. Now, Jesus said that, you know, he came, you know, to give us hope, to give us a future. And Jesus knows all the fears and struggles that we face, you know, in this world today. And his words are words of hope. If you read the Bible, you know that he's always saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're not alone. Fear not. Okay, those are words of hope. And that's what we want to talk about today. Because, you know, his words, you know, they brought peace and calmness to our hearts. And they give us a reason to look forward to a future. Now, as a writer, the words you choose also affect how people feel. Now, as a Christian writer, we want to use words that are going to make people have more faith, more hope. Because like I said, in this world, hope is lacking. And so we want to write inspirational things that help people. Now, there's so many things that are going on in the world today, like, you know, broken relationships, broken hearts, and there's war. And so the books we write, the people, in, you know, in the world, we already know all this stuff is going on. And when you read about it, it doesn't make you, I mean, it's good to, you know, to know what's going on in the world. I'm not saying that. And the news keeps us very much abreast of what's going on. So we never know what's not going on. But when you read something, sometimes you want to read a book that's talking about ways that God can help you to realize that this is not the end, that a new world is coming, a new beginning is coming. And so you want words that are going to give people hope. And also, you know, people need hope in their relationship. There's so many people that have broken hearts, and they just don't know what to do. And so God is inspiring writers, like our writer next week that's going to be coming on. He's inspired people to write books to help people understand what's going on in their life, to help them build good relationships, or to get them over broken hearts, and to open doors so they can be healthy. You know, health is not just physical health. Your health is your whole self, body, mind, and soul. and all that, when that, all that's in harmony, then we can say that we are healthy. But if you're in a broken relationship, then you're not healthy because that part of your life is broken. And we live in a world with broken people. I once heard Bruce Marciano say that. And that is so true. You know, we're in a world of broken people, you know, broken dreams, broken hearts, and just nothing is working the way we want it to do. So God is inspiring people now to write books of hope, relationship books, poetry. Poetry has a calming effect, especially when it, you know, can speak and talk to your emotions about love. You know, because some people have given up. And books, we need to write books about how you can go on, how God can make a way, how when one door opens, closes, another door will open. And so all of these things are very important if we're writing with hope, because our readers need hope. And, you know, you may never meet these people, and you don't know what's going on in their lives. But God has a way of knowing. And a lot of times when you're writing, God will tell you things and put ideas in your mind, and people will wonder, well, how did you know that I was going through this? You didn't know that, but God knew it. And we all go through things and experience things, so we can relate. You know, we can't, some people can more than sympathize, you know, they can empathize, they can be, you know exactly what the person is feeling. If you've had a broken heart and somebody's hurt you and you're trying to survive and go on, but you're missing that person and you've had that happen to you, then you can write very well about it. But, you know, in that process of writing about it, you know, you want to build the person up to let them know that this is not the end. So certain words that you choose, you have to be very, you know, careful with the words you choose, words that will lift up, you know, that will empower somebody, that will make them feel that, you know, I can make it, you know, the struggle's not too much for me. And so that's what I'm talking about when we write with words of hope. And a lot of times, like I said, poetry is very good for that, because you can read poems, and some poems will just speak to you, you know, because I had one lady tell me, she said, when I read your first poem in your first book, she said, it was me. And she said, you didn't know me, but you knew exactly what I was going through, and it was right there in the poem. And she said, that first poem was one that spoke to me, and I knew that somebody else understood, that somebody else had gone through it, and somebody else had made it, and it gave me hope that I could make it too. And that's what we want to do. We want to give the people hope that they can make it in whatever situation they're in, if it's relationship or if it's divorce or if they're, you know, if they've lost their home, if they've lost a loved one. You know, we want them to see that this is not the end. We need hope in our world. There's some people promise so many things and then they don't come through. And, you know, when you put your hope and your faith into somebody, you expect that to happen. You know, they tell you that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and then everything falls apart and you lose your hope. And that's what Jesus wants to show you, that there is hope. His words are faith, and he's faithful, and what he tells you, the promises that he tells you, will come true if you stand in faith and believe. And as a Christian writer, that's what we want to instill in our readers, that there is hope. We want to lead them to the Word of God, you know, through stories, through poetry, and let them see that this can be for me too. I don't have to, I know what's going on around me, you know, but I don't have to let that affect me, because the Bible says all these things, you know, shall come to pass. You know, the world is changing, you know, things are lining up, and things are going to happen the way, you know, God has planned for them to happen. But we don't have to lose hope because of what we see. God wants us to have hope and belief that he's going to work it all out and everything's going to be all right in the end. And that's what we want to instill in our books, whether you're a romantic Christian writer, as I am. You know, in my books, I try to show how God can work in a person's life that's, you know, seeking love or who's been messed up in a relationship, how God can open doors and lead you to the right person. And that's what I try to show in my books, and I use scripture and stuff, and I write my own poetry, and I put that in. And, you know, just like one section in my book, I was talking about the guy whose wife had died, and he was talking about how God had told him that when people, well, this is what the Lord told me, and I put in a book like this, when bad things happen in our life, we hold on to that bad thing, and we carry it through a lifetime, when God only means for it to be a moment. There are moments in our life, but people make these moments a lifetime thing. Like when somebody hurts you and your heart gets so broken, and even though that person is gone, you carry that hurt for a long time, and God wants you to let it go. Things, events happen in life that are only, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen, but when something happens, whether if it's bad, that's only for a moment. We should not carry it on forever. And so God, I try to show in my stories that God wants us to move on, that he wants to give us more hope to show that this is not the end. And that's what everybody's looking. I don't care what type of books you're reading. You want, at the end of that story, you want to see a good ending, you know, to see that there was hope, that all this could straighten out somehow. You don't know how, but somehow it was all straightened out, and that gave you hope, maybe hope in your own life for things that are going on in your world. And so you want to read about somebody else that made it. And so that's the kind of things I write. And now in nonfiction Christian books, I have a friend who's written a book about her life called God Gave Me a Rainbow. And she told all the things that she went through to help somebody else, to show them that there was hope. Even at the end, there was hope. And God gave her a rainbow to show her that this was not the end. This is not the end, that more good things are going to come. And that's what every reader wants. I don't care what book you're reading, unless it's a murder mystery. Even at the end of a murder mystery, you want to see that the bad guy gets caught. You want to see somehow that the police are going to get this guy or get this woman or a group of people who's ever doing the wrong, that somehow or other, at the end of that book, it's all going to work out. And that's what you hope for at the end. You know, even in a movie, if you're watching a movie in the theater and you see all the bad things happen, still inside you're saying, I wonder when they're going to catch this guy. They're not going to let him get away with this. You know, or she's not going to get away with it. Somehow or other, it's got to work out in the end. That's what you hope for. You're hoping all along things to work out right. And that's what writers, as a Christian writer, that's what we have to do. We want to build hope in our readers. So we give them good stories, but we also give them biblical things, scriptures and everything, showing them how God can work in their lives and that there's hope, always hope for whatever you're going through. Because if you don't have hope, then, you know, your world just kind of falls apart. Because in this world, as I said before, all that's happening, we see the wars and the rumors of war, just like it said in Revelation. We see all these things, you know, with these, you know, new groups that are coming up that are, you know, just doing, you know, just terrible things to people, killing them in terrible ways. But still inside of us, each and every one of us, we may never say it, but we're thinking, oh, something's got to be done. Something's got to be done. Is there any hope for us here that this is going to stop? We're continually hoping, and that's what the writer, as a Christian writer, has to do. We have to let them know that there is hope, that don't give up. Keep going. Keep believing that there is hope, and that's what everyone wants. Like I said, they may never say it. I don't care what kind of book you read. Like I said, if it's a mystery or if it's a love story or if it's a nonfiction book or if it's poetry, you want a nice ending. You may go through a lot before you get there, but you want to have hope that there's going to be goodness come out of this at the end. Even if the killer is caught or whatever, the law prevailed and the right thing was done. And in love stories, you want the heroine and the hero to get together. You know, regardless of what they go through, you hope that somehow they'll make it back to each other and they'll be together. Everything is in the word hope. And that's what we have to do as writers. We want to instill in our readers that there is hope. And so you have to be very careful with the words that you choose. And the best way to do that is to spend time in the Bible as a Christian writer and let God speak to you so that you will know exactly. I mean, you can read, you know, in the Bible and certain things, you know, like I love Ecclesiastics, so I love to read Ecclesiastics, you know, and the Song of Solomon, you know, and to see the love that God had for us. And everybody wants to be loved. That's one thing. That's one hope inside of all of us, to be loved. And God lets us know that we are loved. And once you feel that love, right, and, you know, even if you haven't felt, you know, even if you're not saved and you haven't felt, you know, experienced a time of God's love, still when you meet someone, you're hoping that sometime in your life you're going to meet someone, fall in love. That's a hope. That's a hope. You know, and so we all have hope, but God wants us to see that our hope is in him. And in our Christian writing, we want the world to see that their hope is in him. We want to lead them to him through our words and through the stories that we write, so that they can finish the story and say, you know, God, if you can do this for them, and I believe you can, because I, you know, we can give scriptures and they go back and read the scriptures and see what God says, and then they say, well, I see what you say here, And this is a beautiful story. I know it's a story, but I believe that you can do it. Some, you know, like I say, some nonfiction ones, this, you know, those stories are true and people are writing about what's happening to them. As my friend in her book, God Gave Me a Rainbow, she showed how her marriage was broken up and how what happened and how God gave her a rainbow through all of that. She still had hope. She never gave up. So hope is something that once that's inside of you, once you have hope, no one can take that away from you. No one can take it from you, but you can give it away when you give up. When you get depressed about things that are going on and you start looking at the world and what's around you instead of looking to God, you know, because it's just something about when you take your eyes off of the Lord and you start looking at things all around you, it seems to be so bad that you wonder, can anything good ever come out of this? You know, just like when Jesus went to Nazareth and he stood up, you know, and he talked and they said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Not knowing that their hope was right there. And that's what we say a lot of times. We look at situations that seem so impossible, so hard, and we say, can anything good ever come out of this mess? And God wants to show you that it can. And we can help in that area. We can show the person through our words and scripture. We can lead them places and show them, see, God is a God of hope. And what he's no respecter of person. A lot of times, that's what we think. The world makes you think sometimes that, you know, you've got to be rich, you've got to be famous, you've got to have a big car, you've got to have fine clothes, and you got to have money that you can travel on, you got to go to the best parties, the best bars, and all this kind of stuff. That's what they make you think. Your hope is in that. If you get this, then you're going to be okay. But it's just like a ladder that you're trying to walk up, but it's going down all the time. You can't walk up it because if you get the money, okay, then tells you, you've got to get the women, or you've got to get the drugs, you've got to get the alcohol, you've got to get the car. And so you keep trying, and that's why so many stars end up hopeless and committing suicide, because when they go to bed and close the doors at night, they're by themselves. That audience isn't there anymore. They don't have those people yelling and screaming and clapping and telling them, oh, you're so great. And that's, you know, that's another form of hope. They don't love themselves. And they try to get that love and that hope from people to keep them going, but then after a while that doesn't work, and sometimes so many things happen to them. They take drugs, they take alcohol, or they drive fast cars and they get killed, and they die without hope. And see, that's not what God wants. God wants us to have hope. That's what He tries to give us. But the world tries to tell you that your hope is in fine cars and money. Or whatever else. We look at the movie stars, and let me tell you, people, you think those movie stars are as happy as they pretend to be when you see them on the red carpet? Believe it not. Believe it not. Because I know, I read on the internet where this one person saw this model, I won't say who it is, but saw this model, and she was at a party, and I don't know who the person was, but he was saying that when he looked at her, he said, something was missing. He said, he remembered seeing her doing photo shoots. She was laughing and smiling and doing all. And he said she was the most saddest person that he had ever seen. He said he looked in her eyes and he said they were empty. And he said he thought, why is she not happy? See, all this stuff doesn't make you happy. Like I said, that crowd's not going to follow you to your bedroom unless it's for some money or something, or how they do now, sex, alcohol, parties, and all this kind of stuff. But then when those people are gone, where are you? You're left without hope. You feel hopeless. And so then you got to have the next high, or you got to acquire something else. That's why all these stars, they have that. Another good example of that is they have more than one wife. They have one wife here, and some of them will be bigamous and have another wife someplace, or else they have a wife, and like a car, when they figure that wife is getting old, like a car, they want to trade it and get a new one, because that they're starting to feel old, because they start thinking, well, I can't get this person, you know, I got to find somebody newer, because see, they don't have the realization and hope in themselves that love can be lasting love, that you can have one partner. God didn't say marry a whole bunch of times. But that's what we do, because we're still looking for something. We're still looking. We haven't found it, because that something is God. And when you get God, you have an assurance in yourself. You know you're loved. You know who you are. And you have hope for a future. And you have hope for all that God wants to do in your life, because you turn your life over to Him. And you don't have that fear. See, because when you don't have hope, you have fear. And that's what a lot of these movie stars and high personality basketball stars and all, you know, as long as the crowd is following them, they're fine. Their hope is in their audience and in all the yelling and screaming and the parties and the booze and the money and the drugs. That's their hope. And once that's out the picture, a lot of them just commit suicide because they don't know what else to do. Because they haven't found real people. They're, you know, these are almost like what you call fake people. You know, they're only there for a reason. They're only there for a time. And you can be up one day, and if you're down the next, they're gone. And you can't put your hope in people. Jesus said that. He said you cannot put your hope in people. You have to put, you know, Jesus never put his hope in man. And see, that's where we miss it. We put our hope in man. And so as a Christian writer, we want to lead the people to God. We want to let them know that their hope is built on nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness. And once they get that hope in Jesus, regardless of what happens around them, they can hold on because they have that anchor. Jesus is the anchor of the soul. And when you have hope in him, regardless of what happens, you have that person there that's going to lead you, that's going to go with you. Jesus said he would never leave you nor forsake you, but people will. You know, people are like a weather vane. They're one day this way, they swing this way, and the next day they swing that way. And, you know, if you put your hope in people, you're always going to be like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down, and you can't live like that. So as a Christian writer, that's what we want to do. We want to write things that give people hope. And next week my guest is going to, she has so many books to inspire, to help people in broken relationships, to help people that don't know how to forgive. And see, and that's what she's giving people hope, because some people, you know, as I said, they don't have that, and they need to read books that show them, like some people can't forgive, you know, and God wants us to forgive. And when you don't forgive, that, you know, that's a burning thing inside of you. You know, whenever you see that person or whatever happened, keeps coming up, and it just burns away at you. Well, she has books about all kind of things, forgiveness, to lead people in showing them how God wants us to forgive, that there's hope. And see, we put our hope in God. And on our own, we can't build hope within ourselves. Only God can do that because it comes from God. We can say, okay, if I get this, I'm going to be happy. If I get that, I'm going to, okay, and I'm hoping for this, and I'm hoping for that. But if God's not in the picture, then you've got a lot of problems. So as Christian writers, our books are to lead people to the Lord and to show the salvation message through stories, through poetry, through fiction, through nonfiction, and to let them develop an avenue of hope that leads to God, because the world needs hope. You can talk to some people on the street and you can see in their eyes that they're hopeless, that they have no hope. Their hope is gone. A lot of them have lost loved ones, or, you know, like I said, broken relationship. And see, when you build your hope around a person and not around the Lord Jesus Christ, when that person is gone, like I said, for these stars and musicians and everything, when all that audience is gone, where is your hope? You're in that room by yourself. You go to bed by yourself, or maybe you go to bed drunk, you know, with somebody, who knows. But still, when you wake up, you'll always be with you. And if you don't have hope, what do you have? You have to have an anchor, to, you know, to hold on to. And that's what Christian books do. And so that's why I say, if you get a chance, if you're having problems in your life, please tune in next week, you know, on the 11th at 6:30, because I'm having author Dominique Wilkins on, and her books are fabulous. I mean, she has all type of collections. You know, she has stories, she has books about forgiveness, you know, and just all kind of stuff. And about people have broken heart, broken relationships. And she's writing books to build up people so that they can have hope, so they don't feel lost and useless and worthless. And that's what God wants us as Christian writers to do. So that's why we have to be very careful with the words that we choose, because our words can lead people into hope or can lead them away. And we want to lead them to God because the hope is in the Lord. Hope is not in the world. Now, there are a lot of, you know, secular books in the world, you know, psychology and all this kind of stuff. But like I said, when it comes down, you know, to the rubber, where the rubber meets the road, Jesus is the only one that can really give you hope. You know, so many people spend so much time, you know, going to, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists. And like I said, if that's where you're at, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I'm not talking against them, but I'm saying you need to have more than that, because psychology, as the Bible says, one day all that's going to pass away. It's all going to fade away. So you have to have God in your life. You have to have books that are going to lead you into hope. You want books that are going to lay on your table that you can pick up if you're having trouble, you know, with your children. She has books on parenting. You want something, or pick up your Bible. You want things that are going to help you, that's going to give you insight into things in your life, and that's what God is. God can give insight into your life as nobody else can, because nobody else knows you like him. He made you. He created you. Nobody will ever know you like God will know you. And so, and when God leads Christian writers to write about different areas, it's because God is trying to deal with all of his children that are going through so many things because we're living in this world. And so God wants Christian writers are going to write about, you know, about sin, that they're going to write about how to be a good parent, or how to forgive, or how to love, you know, how to make your marriage work. And these are the type of books that this lady has written. And next week is going to be phenomenal to hear her talk about inspiration and hope. And so that's what I'm, you know, I wanted to prelude to this show about, writing with hope. As Christian writers, we need to write with hope. We need our books on the tables in homes of families that want to live a good life in this world until Jesus comes. And we need books that are writing with words of hope, leading people to God and all that he can do for them. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. And if you are a Christian writer, when you sit down to write, pray and ask the Lord to give you words of hope and inspiration so that you can help your readers and lead them and let them know that, you know, that God is concerned about them, and that you are trying, you're dealing with all the areas of their life, because we live in this world, but we're not of it. And when you live in this world, you get hit and affected by a lot of things, the same things that affect the non-Christians. Because we're in this world. So God wants to write, not only to lead people to him, but to help us too. Because when you write books of hope and inspiration, it hits you too. It builds you up to help you to move on and go on as God wants you to do. So that's what our program was about today, all about writing with hope. So always remember to write with hope, because there's so much in this world today, and hope is so vital in our world. And the only true way to stay hopeful is in the Word of God, to let God speak to you and guide you in your writing and in your living. So whatever you do, try to write with hope, Christians. Look into the words that you are putting in your book. Pray about them. And the passages of Scripture, fit them into the story so that people can understand and see how God is dealing with them and talking to them. And so that's where I'm going to leave it here. And next week, you're going to have a phenomenal speaker, Dominique Wilkins, and she has written so many books, like I said, of hope and inspiration for all kinds of things that are going on in the world today, and not just for the non-Christian, but for the Christian too. As I said, we need hope too. We need to keep our hope, you know, in all that's going on, because hard times are coming. And if you don't have hope, you know, that makes it very hard. So I just hope you enjoyed the program today, and I hope you'll come back next week at 6:30 and hear Dominique Wilkins. It's going to be a phenomenal program. Until then, as I say always, whatever you write, write to the glory of God. God bless you. Bye-bye now.